This is KCUR 89.3. While property crime has mostly been going down over the last decade, one specific kind of property crime has spiked in Missouri. As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, auto theft seems to be out of control.
Auto thefts are up, way up, and that is especially true in Missouri.
Missouri is a leader, unfortunately, in the nation in terms of auto theft.
That's Corporal Nate Bradley with the Missouri Highway Patrol. How bad is it? In Kansas City, police say auto thefts are up 20% in the last year and up by a third over the last six. In just the last 30 days, KCPD has taken 92 stolen car reports just in the East Patrol Division. And the National Insurance Crime Bureau just put St. Joseph and Springfield in its top 10 auto theft cities.
No Fed label here or here. It's been removed. Oh, here it is. Yeah, there's the Fed label. It's gone. Tire pressure label. So seeing that peeled off. VIN plate's here. I'll get a picture and then we can just jump back in the truck.
Bradley is out on a rainy day and we find ourselves at an Independence junkyard so hidden you can't even see the beaten path. He spends most of his time hunting auto thieves and stolen cars.
If they're stealing the car to provide transportation for themselves, that's one kind of bad guy. Another kind of bad guy is going to steal it and sell it for scrap.
And that's the bad guy, he says, that's causing most of the problems in Missouri and even surrounding states.
My name is Eric Anderson. I work for the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
NIBC is an insurance industry group created to track down all kinds of fraud. And a car theft ring? Anderson is really interested in that. And he agrees some scrap yards are a problem.
They don't care about the laws. They don't care what's coming in. They don't go out of their way to check and see if a vehicle's stolen. They, you know, maybe skip steps or ignore steps so they don't have to check.
And some in law enforcement quietly suggest the Missouri General Assembly enabled all of this. In 2012, the law was changed so that anyone could essentially sell a vehicle 10 years or older to a scrap dealer without a title. Bradley says unscrupulous tow truck operators will see a broken-down car on the side of the highway, and before the owner can return with help, it's gone, on its way to a scrapyard, where it will be shredded with no way to identify it.
Furthermore, even if we could identify it, what are you going to do with the pieces? You can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
But the man who wrote the legislation, retiring Representative Kevin Engler from Farmington, says he put safeguards into the law. People who scrap cars must show ID and fill out a state form. And, Engler says, the Highway Patrol at the time did not oppose his legislation. He says folks in rural Missouri needed an easy way to scrap, say, a 30-year-old pickup rusting on a farm. He doesn't understand why cops are complaining.
I would tell them to do their job.
Tell the police to do their job.
Absolutely. If they want to know who's stealing vehicles and they have a suspected scrapyard that is not requiring ID or looking the other way and it's happening repeatedly to the same people, it's not too tough to figure out who's stealing your car.
Bradley argues there are clearly bad actors in the scrapyard business who refuse to cooperate with investigators. But some, he says, go out of their way to be part of the solution. We're at Advantage Metals Recycling on Manchester Trafficway in a part of East Kansas City that I've never seen. The company, part of a national conglomerate, says it spends thousands of dollars a year on a database to check on cars coming in on tow trucks. Chris Perrin is the business manager.
If it's a stolen vehicle, we'll contact police. We'll go ahead and bring them onto the scale so we can get pictures of the tow vehicle and the vehicle, and then we wait for police to show.
That's the Kansas City police, who are trying to manage a crime that seems epidemic.
We're taking one of the people.
Looks like they got
them. I'm tracking stolen cars with the KCPD in part two of our story this afternoon on KCUR's All Things Considered. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.
Sam will be back this afternoon at 3:45 and 5:45 with part two of our story.